From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,041st broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Hawkshaw Hawkins.
On a bivouac, we're playing stud poker in the mountain shack. All the pigeon annies threw down their hands when the corporal of the guard gave a sharp command.
Oh, Jenny, get your fiddle out and rosin up your bow. Johnny, turn your banjo up, we're gonna have a show. Billy, pass your jug around the corporal guard. We're gonna have a tune called Soldiers Join.
The gals in Boston are dancing tonight. The golden red coats are holding on tight. When we get there, we'll show them how. But that ain't a no good now.
So Jimmy, get your fiddle out and rosin up the bow. Johnny, turn your banjo up, we're gonna have a show. Billy, pass the jug around the corner, oh my God. We're gonna have a tune called Soldiers Join.
There goes General Washington. He's got his horse in a sweeping run. The barefoot boys are begging to fight. We're gonna cross the Delaware River tonight.
So Jimmy, get your fiddle out and rosin up your bow. Johnny, turn your banjo up, we're gonna have a show. Billy, pass the jug around the corner, oh my God. We're gonna have a tune called Soldiers Join.
John Paul Jones in an old tin can scoured the ocean like a fighting man. The British said, Paul, are you ready to strike? And Paul said, I'm just beginning to fight.
So Jimmy, get your fiddle out and rosin up your bow. Johnny, tune your banjo up, we're gonna have a show. Billy, pass the jug around the corner, oh my God. We're gonna have a tune called Soldiers.
Hawkshaw Hawkins and one of his latest Columbia records, Soldier's Joy. Well, thank you, Hawk, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Hey, it's good to be here, Grant.
Say, we got a great show lined up for all the people, Hawk, including such Grand Ole Opry regulars as Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell.
And you can't beat them.
Well, that's for sure. And then there's Chet Atkins, String Bean, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers.
And it's getting better and better.
And as our guest, Hawk.
And who would that be, guest?
Well, as if you didn't know, Hawk, why, it's none other than our pretty little girl who sings a great song, Miss Jean Shepherd. And we'll be hearing from Dean in just a few minutes. Right now, I've got another fellow I want you to meet. He's that boy from East Tennessee whose wife didn't have a rag on her back when he married her. But believe you me, she's got plenty of them now. Archie Campbell!
No, howdy, Hawk.
Hello, Archie.
Now, listen, I don't want to fool with you tonight because I've got to pursue my favorite hobby just as soon as I can get back there.
What kind of hobby is that?
Chasing women.
Chasing women? For crying out loud, don't your wife get this a little bit mad at you when you chase women?
I asked her that yesterday. I said, honey, don't you get mad at me for chasing women? She said, no, I don't. I says, why? She says, well, we got a dog that chases cars, and if he ever caught one, he wouldn't know what to do with it.
Oh, sir. Archie, you know something? You're all talk, good buddy.
How's that?
I say you're all talk. Let's face it.
Yeah.
You're a has-been. You're just a has-been.
I'm a has-been?
That's right.
Yeah, but Hawk, you ought to see where I has been.
Hey, now.
Hey. No, I'll tell you the truth, Hawk. I'm going to be serious with you.
Why?
I'm a pretty good boy.
Are you really?
Yes, sirree. I've been in love with the same girl for 20 years now.
Is that a fact?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good.
My wife ever finds it out, I'm runt.
Oh, right. Now, loud, that beats all. Listen here. Let me tell you something, Mr. Archie Campbell. You don't even try to get along with your wife.
Yes, you do, too.
No, you don't. You got to be nice to her.
Yeah.
Now, look at here. Let's see. Look at that couple right down there. See him sitting
right
down there in the front row? Yeah.
Yeah.
See how nice they are? That fella's got his arm around his girlfriend.
Yeah,
right,
he's got his arm around her, ain't he?
Sure has. Why don't you try that now?
I am, since he leaves.
Hey! Crying out loud. Now, listen here. I think you and me had better kind of change the subject right now.
Well, that's new. We're in deep.
You know, Archie, I have wondered about something. I want to know what you do for a living.
Every time I walk out on the stage, people wonder what I do for a living.
Is
Tell you the truth, no, I'm aware down here at the stockyards, I'm so good at guessing weight, hawk, shawl.
Yes.
That they don't even use scales down here at the stockyards. They just march them cattle and hogs by, and I guess their weight, and we sell them that way.
Oh, now listen, don't hand me that stuff. Don't hand me that. You can't even tell me how much I weigh.
I can guess anybody's weight.
You can't tell me how much I weigh.
Let me feel you over here a minute, boy. Let's see. 200 pounds exactly.
How'd you know that?
I guessed it.
Listen, tell me how much Chet Atkin weighs there.
Chet, come over here just a minute.
Go ahead.
Let me feel you over here, boy. 155 pounds.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's exactly right. Of course it is.
Now listen here, Smart Ellie. Get over here a little bit. Come over here. Tell me how much Miss Dottie Sills weighs.
Dottie
here.
Sills?
Come up here.
Let me look you over here. You weigh exactly 123 and a half pounds.
That's right.
Thank you.
Is he right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
I don't understand. Listen, I think I'll pick somebody out of the audience. Listen, that fella down there that had his arm around his girl a while ago, how much does he weigh?
Well, you mind standing up, mister? Just stand up. Put the spotlight on him, will you, friends? That's it. Yeah. Look at him there. That's it. That's all I need. He weighs exactly 185 and a half pounds.
Ha-ha, that's wrong, he said.
Wrong?
Yeah.
That's the first hog I've missed in a year.
Hey!
Archie Campbell, the pride of Bull's Gap, Tennessee. Well, thank you, Archie, for being with us. But now it's time we introduced our guest. So let's have a great big opera welcome for that lovely little blonde with a big voice, Miss Jean Shepherd.
Thank you, Grant, for all those nice things you said about me.
Well, I meant every word of it, Jean, but now let's not talk about personalities. Let's talk about your new songs.
Well, that suits me just fine.
Well, I understand there are two of them and that both are just great. But before we give the folks a chance to judge for themselves, let me introduce you. So here she is, neighbors, Miss Jean Shepherd, her latest capital release, Heartaches, Teardrops, and Sorrow.
Me heartaches, teardrops, and sorrow. When you left, you know it made me blue. And I know I'll have a blue day again tomorrow. With my heartache, my teardrops and sorrow. Well, I cried so when you left me, I thought my heart would break. I tried so hard to tell you, you were making a big mistake. Now I know I'll have a blue day again tomorrow. These teardrops and sorrow. Well, I cried so when you left me, I thought my heart would break. I tried making a sad mistake. Well, I know I'll have a blue day again tomorrow. With these heartaches, these teardrops and sorrow.
Say, Hawk, I saw your Wild West act, and that's quite a trick where you use that 12-foot bullwhip to knock that clay pipe out of your partner's mouth.
Yeah, but you know something, Grant? Instead of knocking pipes out of folks' mouth, I'd rather see them smoke pipes. Pipes filled with Prince Albert, that is.
Well, that shouldn't be hard, Hawk, because Prince Albert has the mild and mellow flavor that smokers go for. Got that smooth, easy-going taste that suits pipe fanciers and roll-your-own fans everywhere.
Well, PA is crimp cut. It's packed right, burns steady and cool without hot spots.
Well, you can say that for sure, Hawk, because the proof is in the puffin'. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And PA is always fresh, Grant.
Well, naturally, because it sells the fastest, so of course it moves the freshest off the shelves direct to you. So whether you're a pipe smoker or a roll-your-own fan, for real smoking pleasure and satisfaction with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle along with Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers, all set for some square dancing to the beat of that old-timer, Old Joe Clark.
All hands up and dance about. Dance to the right, dance like it's a Saturday night. Turn around, you're going wrong. Dance, you meet your crying home. Ball when you meet, they greet with a smile. Right way back to all wild. Everybody dance. On you go, chicken in the bed, dance, chicken out. Go later down, later down. So later down, Jim, Jim, don't go. Hands up for a second and a lift. Swing it on it by yourself. Swing on, swing on, swing a little gas. Mark and talk, everybody dance.
Tennessee Travelers, dancing to the music of Tommy Jackson's fiddle. Thank you, Tommy and dancers. And now, Hawk, it's time that you sang a song for the good folks.
Well, I'm ready, Grant.
Well, what's the tune going to be?
Well, usually about this time on the Opry, we sing one of our fine old hymns. So I don't see why I should be the one to change the custom. I think this one expresses just how most of us feel. Now, if the Jordanaires and all the boys will join me on a song, one that we like very much, entitled Life's Railway to Heaven.
Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the watch the curve that fills a tunnel. Never falter, never quail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very kindly, friends. That's a great old song and one of my favorites. And speaking of favorites, we've got my favorite right here tonight, Mr. Chet Atkins. He's got one good picked out for you now called Avalon Chester Atkins.
Mm-hmm.
Song of the 20s, played by our good friend Chet Atkins. Thank you a lot, Chet. And now it's time we introduce another featured act of the Grand Ole Opry. That's what they wrote down here. There's always plenty of action when she's around. Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! Oh, I'm just so proud to be here. I declare, ain't it nice tonight? All them eligible fellas out there. Well, they're breathing, aren't they? That's all I need. I tell you, though, I had a good time last night. This is the kind of good weather, you know. Fall coming on and Christmas. Just 3 months till Christmas. And a week after that, leap year. Oh! That is what I was doing this afternoon out back of the house. I was running up and down, up and down. I'm getting all limbered up, ready to chase some of these fellas, because I can do that leap year, and I'll do it, too. Now, last night up at home, we had us a box supper. And, you know, that's where they auction off the box lunches, and then you eat the box lunch with the feller that bought the box lunch that you packed and brung up there. And my feller, Hezzy, we went up there, and I packed a box lunch, and that smart aleck, Herm Crackin', I could just kill him. He makes me so mad. I heard what he said. He said to Lim Perkins, he said, you better bid on Minnie Pearl's box lunch. She's got frog legs. And Lim said, is that right? I thought his rheumatism made her walk that way. Oh, I was so mad. As Rodley used to say, it made me so mad I could eat a banana, buddy, sideways, and I've got the mouth for it. Well, anyway, I tell you now, we had a real good time at the box supper, and, then, today, Uncle Nabob come by, and he was telling me a whole bunch of stuff about when he used to be a young feller. Now, he's good at that. He tells about what he's done when he's a young feller. He don't brag about what he's doing now, you know. But he said that what brought him to think about when he was in a circus was that Steve Jones's boy has got him a new job. Why, he's doing one of them circus acts where they shoot him out of a cannon. Sure enough. And Uncle said he asked Steve if the boy was making much money being shot out of a cannon. And Steve said, yeah, he thought he's doing pretty good. He's getting 27 cents a mile. Well, I didn't know whether that was back and forth or not. Might have to come back, you know, some other way. Well, anyway, Uncle said he was telling about when he was a young feller. He said that he worked in a circus and said he had a real good buddy. And his act was he would stick his right hand in a lion's cage. That's right. Sure enough, that's what he said he done. Uncle said he hadn't seen no lefty now in some time. But Uncle had to act himself. He would lean over backwards and pick up a handkerchief with his teeth. Sure enough, that's what he said he done. Said for Uncle, he'd lean over backwards and pick up his teeth. Bye now. See you next week.
Here's Ferlin Husky for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. NPA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin. NPA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. It's the freshest
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor, and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert, that's PA.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. The proof is in the puffing, and PA gives you a mild, mellow flavor. Smokes cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert. All right, it's guest time once again, and back to sing us another of our late capital discs, this time with the help of Miss Dottie Sills, is Miss Jean Shepherd. And the song is I'll Take the Blame. Jean Shepherd.
lost it all.
Shepherd, with the help of Miss Dottie Sills, and I'll take the blame. Thank you, Gene, and thank you, Dottie, and thanks for being our guest. Come back soon. Now it's time we rolled out the welcome mat for another great opera personality. I'm talking about the old Kentucky wonder, String Bean, and here he is with John Henry.
John Henry was a little baby boy, hardy sitting in Parkwood Field. Hardy picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said that hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. That hammer be the death of me. John Henry went to the mountain with Cap by his side. Hardy man was so tall, old John was so small. Lord, he laid down that hammer again to cry, Lord, Lord. Lay down that hammer and he cried. John Henry said to his captain, I am a Tennessee man, and before I let that steam beat me down, I'll die with that hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with that hammer in my hand. John Henry hammered in the mountain, his hammer caught on fire. Oh, the fair lady's word that John Henry said, give me that cool drink of water before I die, Lord, Lord. Cool drink of water before I die. Hey! I took John Henry to the graveyard and laid him down in the sand. And every time that train rolled by, I hear him say, there lays that steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lays that steel-driving man.
Thank you, String. Thank you. That was just wonderful. But say now, time is really slipping away. And before we have that one last song from Hawkshaw, I want him to tell you good folks about his coming trip. Hawk, let's hear about it.
I'll be glad to, Grant. Tonight, immediately after the show tonight, we are on our way to Toronto, Canada, where we'll be up there for 6 days, Monday through Saturday. And then around October the 8th, 9th, and 10th, my Wild West show and myself, Miss Jean Shepherd, will be down in Wilson, North Carolina. We're playing the fair down there, and we'd like to invite all the folks out to be with us.
Getting around the country, playing the North and South the same season.
Just about.
Uh-huh. That's mighty good news, Hawk, and we'll try to follow your every show that you do. But now, how about that song we promised the folks? Here he is, folks, the Hawk of the West Virginia Hills, singing another of his late Columbia discs, Big Red Benson.
Well,
Well, a big Red Benson was his name. For cutting trees, he won his fame. There never was a tree that towered in the sky
that big Red Benson wouldn't give a try.
He had an axe as wide as a wheel, a back like a mule, arms of steel. Nothing but a man stood 6'8". Come time to eat, you couldn't fill his plate. In the log camp, his name was a legend. Everybody knows about Big Red Benson. He would cut 30 trees in a row, and the way they'd work, come a rain, shine, or snow. Well, Big Red Benson was his name. For cutting trees, he won his fame. There never was a tree that towered in the sky
Big Red Benson wouldn't give a try.
Well, Big Red Benson never took a wife. Cutting big trees was Big Red's life. He didn't have time for women or fun. He had to be up in the morning with the sun. Now Big Red's gone, but his name lives on. Every morning along about dawn, everybody thinks of how he used to call and the way he cut the big trees to watch them fall. Well, Big Red Benson was his name. For cutting trees, he won his fame. There never was a tree that towered in the sky
Big Red Benson wouldn't give a try.
Well, neighbor, as much as we hate to say it, we've got to go. But it sure was nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. But we want you to listen next week when Ferlin Husky will be doing the honors, and we'll have Miss Betty Johnson and also Jimmy Driftwood along as his guests. Till then, this is Hawkshaw Hawkins saying thanks a lot for being with us, and we'll see you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry!
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes. But when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel's, a real cigarette. America's most popular cigarette for the 10th straight year. Now, it sure makes sense, because with Camel's, you get the full rich flavor and the easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. And the Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camel's. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.